Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Don Mardak, CEO of International Monetary Systems. The company trades on the bulletin board. Ticker symbol is ITNM, and they are a worldwide leader in barter, business-to-business barter services. Thanks for joining us today, Don.
Thank you for having me.
Great. Now, start off by talking about some of the highlights of your quarterly results from Q3.
Well, we've had a very good year in spite of the down economy, partly because our model, bartering, is it's the panacea for bad economic times. Even when people are having difficulty in the cash market because there's just not enough cash in the hands of people to spend or to go around, they still have their abilities and their talents. I often refer to the fact that most people have untapped assets that they're not putting into use. They usually assume that their liquid assets are the cash in the bank, but actually their talents, their abilities, and the products sitting on the shelves that aren't moving are also can be turned into liquid assets if you trade them. The whole concept of barter is that if you have products that aren't moving and you're not able to sell them for cash, why not trade them for something of equal value? The problem with that idea is that it's too difficult often to make a direct trade with someone because they may not want what you have or vice versa. And we call that the incidence of coincidence. If two people don't have the exact same need at the same moment in time, it's very difficult to make a trade. So a network like ours, International Monetary Systems, or IMS Barter, was formed to take away that problem, that incidence of coincidence need, because we have created a virtual currency, which we refer to as IMS trade dollars. So when a merchant, let's just say that somebody had a restaurant, if they serve meals, they don't have to take the other party's services in return if that was a construction worker or a chiropractor. Instead, they merely take the IMS trade dollars, and they can spend that for advertising or printing or carpet cleaning or whatever other needs they may have. And that's the beauty of the program. As far as our third quarter report now, we have a great track record. First of all, the company is 24 years old. We've been in business since 1985, and it's not just a startup. And our revenues have grown since 2004 or 2005 by about an average of 30% a year. We were doing about $4 million a year back then in revenue. Today we're doing around $14 million in revenue. We've also this year made that revenue profitable, primarily by cutting costs in areas where we had some duplications. Our company grew a lot in the past through acquisitions, and each time we acquired another company, we needed to create those special synergies that give us the economies of scale. And that was created through the mergers and by finding that we didn't need to have certain duplicate jobs. For example, when two banks merge, they don't have to have the entire accounting department in each branch office. They are able to get the work done at one central hub, and in the branch offices they have the tellers and loan officers and possibly a security specialist. We have those same potential economies of scale in our barter industry. IMS now has offices in 14 cities serving about 50 different markets across North America, and that includes Toronto, Canada. We range from New York City right down in downtown or uptown Manhattan to the San Francisco Bay Area. And as we've continued to consolidate the industry and create these special synergies of scale, our company has become more and more profitable. This third quarter report that we had just shown gave us some special numbers. We had saved about $1,300,000 in payroll over last year. We had reduced our debt by about $1.5 million since the beginning of the year. We had EBITDA in the range of 1.2